Today, across all art forms, they're calling for collective action, a demonstration of solidarity from artists, organisations and art lovers across Australia, and asking independent artists and supporters to take a stand, make an action. And we've got Beck Conroy from The Protagonist on the line today to talk about what you can do to stand out as well. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Getting up nice and early for the, the big day of action. Now, firstly, can you tell us what you're hoping this day of action will highlight in terms of art in Australia?
Well, I guess we're trying to bring attention to the fact that the small to medium art sector has recently received the news from the Australia Council that 65 of their organisations, will not be receiving funding. And these are this is devastating for the whole sector because these are really core organisations that do a lot of heavy lifting in the arts ecosystem. Mm. And I guess we want to send a message to, you know, these organisations were defunded as a result of the cuts to funding to the Australia Council that actually happened not just a year ago when Brandis took $109 million out of the Australia Council budget. And that all, that money came directly out of the small to medium sector because the majors are quarantined from any funding cuts. So it massively fell on the shoulders of small to medium and independent artists. And we want to draw attention to the fact that this fairly punitive amount of money is actually going to have ripple-on effects for the rest of the arts economy and the greater arts and culture industry.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like when we're talking about the funding, the amount of money that is put into the arts, that you know, is really quite small compared to the amount of money that goes into a lot of other areas. Of course, you know, we're talking $60 million or so, and I'm sure more has been announced recently. But you know, when you're talking it in terms of billions of dollars for other things like the military and for you know,
when you're talking about subsidies to other industries, absolutely, the arts industry is the what David Crosby calls the least mendicant of all the industries. Mm. In fact, the four big banks receive more subsidy from the government than the arts industry does. So no one, and I don't hear them complaining about or anyone complaining about that, or I just certainly don't hear the big banks talking about wanting to be, you know, a little bit more, you know, independent or not so mendicant on government money. They're also taking a big share of it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, today's a National Day of Action where you're trying to call people to get out there and make some sort of action and get known and get noticed for what's going on. Where are you headed this morning? It couldn't be much more noticeable.
we're heading out to Malcolm Turnbull's electoral office in Edgecliff on New South, Old South Head Road. And we're going to make a lot of noise out there from 8 a.m.
Right.
So if people want to join, it's going to be quite colourful and quite noisy. I think there's going to be some antics, some hilarious antics out there.
Okay.
So the office is 287 New South Head Road in Edgecliff. So I'm going to be heading out there, turning up for 8 o'clock.
Do you think Malcolm will be there this morning?
Well, I have a feeling that I have a feeling he knows about it.
Okay.
I think he knows about it. Maybe he's you know, interested in a bit of early morning entertainment. Who knows?
Well, particularly in an election campaign, you know, I think. One of the stats that came out of this, and I read on your website, was that 95% of people surveyed have engaged in the arts within the previous 12 months. And I think, like that's nearly 100%. It's basically everybody gets involved in the arts in some way or another. So you would think it'd be a fairly positive message for the Prime Minister in an election campaign to come out and just actually support the arts, you know, actually step up and say, look, like, you know, I understand and I want to help.
Well, I guess if his arts minister turned up with an arts policy to affect a public meeting for the sector, I guess that would be a good start as well. But he didn't. And I guess also the pledges that have been made from the Labor Party and the Greens have an excellent arts policy of returning the money. That's not something that the coalition government have said they will do. In fact, we very much fear that the total dismantling of the Australia Council is actually on their agenda, and that's not a secret. I think that's a conspiracy. I think that's definitely the intention in the long term.
Yeah, right.
Or
it's
the coalition.
A bit of a scary thought. Now, some people might say that the arts, you know, is not supposed to be about money. It's not supposed to be about those sort of things. And they'd say it's about the art itself. Now, I mean,
I hate those people.
What would you say
to
them?
Do those people pay their rent? Artists need to pay their rent.
Exactly.
They live like every other worker. And the arts needs to be funding, just like hospitals need to be funded and education needs to be funded. Arts and culture also is a public right, and it also deserves public funding. And people who produce art and culture deserve to be paid. They deserve to be able to pay their rent.
Exactly. And one of the banners that I saw on your website that people can go on the banner onto the website, by the way, and print out a whole selection of banners that have already been pre-prepared. So you can just print them out, stick them on a little bit of cardboard or a sign, head on down there. And one of them says, more people go to arts events than sport. Now, I think this is something a lot of people might find surprising, but I mean, we just saw 95% of people surveyed engage in the arts. So it says something, you know, when this nation is all about the sport usually.
It is, and that's a stat that's been known for quite a while, that's been with us for a while. We know that, and it is appalling that time and time again, what a missed opportunity to celebrate the arts, because it does touch everyone. It is in everyone's lives. We have a lot of really, you know, great talent, and that is all at risk because, you know, artists are considering leaving this country. If you want to be an artist, you can forget about without proper federal funding for the arts, and of course all the ripple, you know, the follow-on effect from state funding, because a lot of organizations, because they haven't secured federal funding, also lose their state funding. Yeah. But if you want to seriously work in the arts, consider a career in the arts, you should leave the country, because it is not possible to survive here as an artist. It's incredibly expensive to live in Australia. Mm. There's so many barriers to being an artist in this country, and the one thing that was making it possible is being savagely attacked.
If you agree if what arts protagonists are doing, we're going to have to wrap it up there because the news is coming up. But yes, today is a National Day of Action. Artprotagonists.com is where you can go on to find out more information about this. Good luck with today, Bec. I hope it all goes well. And we'll be looking forward to seeing some things on the news maybe tonight, all about your protest.
Yes. I hope so.
Yeah, never know. All right, well, good luck and say hi to Malcolm for us.
I will.
Thanks, Bec.
Thanks very much.
No worries. That's Bec Conroy from the Protagonists for the National Day of Action, which kicks off today. We'll have a link on our website for it very, very soon.